Okay, let's unpack this. Remember Windows 10? I mean, it feels like it's been with us forever, right? Since 2015.
Yeah, it's been a real workhorse for a lot of people.
Totally. But its official support, well, that's waving goodbye soon. October 14, 2025, that's the date.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're still running it, you might be thinking, okay, what happens then? Am I just, you know, suddenly unsafe?
Right, like your PC becomes a digital sitting duck overnight.
Exactly. So this deep dive is all about figuring that out, giving you the shortcut to understanding what's next.
And what's really key here, I think, is that Microsoft isn't just, well, cutting everyone loose. They've actually rolled out a new plan. It's called the Extended Security Updates Program, ESU for short.
ESU, right.
And our mission today, really, is to cut through the jargon, pull out the most important bits about this ESU thing.
Mm.
You know, what is it? How do you actually get it? And crucially, what does it really mean for keeping your stuff safe online?
Yeah, we've been digging into the official Microsoft guide, trying to pull out all the essential details so you're not caught off guard, so you stay secure.
Mm-hmm.
Think of this as your guide to the options, whether it's just your personal laptop or, you know, you're managing a whole fleet of PCs for work.
Absolutely.
And just to hammer home that date again, because it really is coming up fast, October 14th, 2025.
Yep. Circle it on the calendar.
After that day, any Windows 10 machine without ESU coverage, it just stops getting those critical security patches. That sounds, well, it sounds pretty serious, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. That analogy you used, leaving your front door unlocked, that really hits the nail on the head.
Right.
The risks are very real. Think about it. Unpatched vulnerabilities are like open invitations for cyber criminals. They're constantly scanning for these weak spots.
So once support ends,
your device becomes a prime target.
Yeah.
We're talking serious risks.
Yeah.
Data breaches, ransomware, malware infections, even someone taking over your whole system.
Well,
and it's not just the big scary stuff. There are other issues too, like compatibility problems, newer software, new services. They might just stop working well on an old, unsupported OS.
Well, okay.
So yeah, staying on Windows 10 without ESU after that date, it's not just risky, it's just not sustainable, really.
Okay, that definitely makes the solution. Microsoft's offering this Windows 10 ESU sound incredibly important. They're calling it a bridge solution, right? To keep security going for devices not ready for Windows 11.
Exactly. It's a bridge.
But is it just a bridge? Or could it feel like, I don't know, kicking the can down the road for some people?
Well, it's definitely designed as a bridge. A necessary one, I'd argue. Its purpose is really specific. Mm-hmm. Deliver those critical important security updates, fix the vulnerabilities.
Okay.
But, and this is the crucial insight, it is temporary. That's explicit. It's meant to keep businesses running, keep personal devices secure, but during a transition. It gives you breathing room, basically.
Yeah.
Not a permanent pass on upgrading.
Right. And it's really important we highlight what it doesn't do. You're not getting any cool new features, right?
Nope. No new features, no non-security updates either.
No design changes, no performance boosts.
Nothing like that. It's not Windows 10.5 or anything. It is purely, solely focused on security, keeping the bad guys out. That's the job.
Gotcha. Now, when I was digging into this, there was one thing that, honestly, it really surprised me. It kind of changed how I thought about ESU.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Microsoft has actually set up three different ways to get into this program. And listen to this. Two of them are free.
Wow. Okay. That is a big deal. That's quite a shift.
Isn't it? It makes it so much more accessible.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Much more accessible for, you know, regular users or small businesses, maybe.
Totally. So first up, option one, Windows Backup Sync. This is kind of clever, actually.
How did that work?
You just enable Windows Backup, let it sync your PC settings to Microsoft's cloud, and boom, you're automatically enrolled for free.
Huh. Okay. So you need a Microsoft account for that, presumably.
Yeah, you do need a Microsoft account. But what's interesting is how they're tying data syncing to security coverage. If you're already cool with Cloud Sync, it's seamless.
Right. But if you're maybe more privacy conscious or like keeping things local,
then you might need to think about the data side of it. Good point.
What's the second free option?
Option two, Microsoft Rewards Points. Also free.
Ah, the points you get for using Bing or Edge.
Exactly. If you're like me, maybe you've got a stash of those points already. It only takes 1,000 points to redeem for ESU access.
Only 1,000. That's actually pretty low.
Right. It's a smart way for them to make that loyalty program feel more valuable, tying it to something essential like security.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a reason to pay attention to those points.
And then finally, option three, direct payment. Nice and simple.
Okay, so you just pay for it.
Yep. It's around $30. Might vary a bit depending on where you are in the world.
$30 for a year of security updates.
Seems like it. And while the free options definitely need that Microsoft account, the $30 one, well, it might be more flexible on that, but Microsoft hasn't spelled out all the details yet.
Okay. But still, $30 a year, that sounds pretty reasonable if you really can't upgrade your hardware right away.
Yeah, I think so.
But those free options, wow, that's a huge plus for a lot of people. Which kind of brings up a question for you listening, right? Have you checked? Do you have a Microsoft account? Do you maybe have enough rewards points just sitting there? Worth a look.
Definitely worth checking out. Okay, so we know what it is and how you might get it. What about when? The timeline is super important here.
For sure.
So right now, Windows Insiders can already test out the enrollment wizard.
Okay, the early testers.
Then July 2025, that's when it opens up more widely. General availability for all Windows 10 users.
Got it. July next year.
By mid-August 2025, it should be fully rolled out. The whole program launched. Then the big day, October 14th, 2025,
yeah.
That's the end of standard support.
D-Day for Windows 10 support.
And the very next day, October 15th, 2025, the ESU coverage officially starts for those enrolled.
Okay.
And as it stands now, this current ESU program runs until October 13th, 2026.
Right. And that 2026 date is really key because it underlines the duration.
Yeah.
It's exactly 1 year.
Just 1 year.
Just 1 year. Microsoft has been pretty clear. They haven't announced any plans to extend it beyond that. If you zoom out, look at the bigger picture, it just reinforces that idea. ESU is a temporary bridge, a calculated one. It buys you time. It's not a permanent home.
Okay, that makes sense. So who is this really for? Who should be seriously considering ESU as their main option right now? Because it's not for everyone, is it?
No, definitely not one size fits all. But ESU does provide really vital breathing room for a few specific groups. First, think about individual users, people whose hardware just, well, it can't run Windows 11.
Right. Maybe an older laptop that still works fine otherwise.
Exactly. Or a desktop where upgrading the motherboard or processor just isn't practical or affordable. ESU lets them keep using their machine securely for a bit longer.
Okay. Who else?
Then you've got small businesses. This is a big one. It's often not just about the cost of new PCs. They might have critical, maybe old software that just won't run on Windows 11.
Ah, legacy software issues.
Or specialized hardware, maybe tied to specific machines. That only works with Windows 10 drivers. ESU buys them that essential time to figure out alternatives, update software, or phase things out without a huge security risk hanging over them.
Makes sense.
Large organizations, too. You know, companies with thousands of Windows 10 machines. Migrating all of those, that's a massive project.
Takes a long time.
A very long time.
Yeah.
ESU lets them manage that transition over time, maybe in phases, while staying secure and compliant. And finally, think about educational institutions. Schools, colleges.
Budgets are always tight there.
Exactly. Huge budget constraints often mean they just can't afford to upgrade hundreds or thousands of computers all at once. ESU is a really important stopgap for them to protect student data, faculty work, everything.
Yeah, that paints a really clear picture of who benefits most. So right. Given all that, in the timeline, what should people be doing now? What are the practical steps? Because just ignoring it sounds like a bad plan.
Oh, definitely not the strategy you want. This is where you need to be proactive. What's your next move? First step, audit.
Audit. Like, check all your computers.
Yep. Do a proper inventory of all your Windows 10 devices. Check their hardware. Can they actually run Windows 11? Specifically, yep. Look for things like TPM 2.0 secure boot capability.
Those security chip things.
Right. And check the processor compatibility list. Those are often the sticking points for older hardware.
Okay. So audit first. Then what?
Then develop a migration strategy. This isn't just buy new PCs. It means testing if your essential software works on Windows 11. Planning for user training, maybe.
Yeah.
And crucially, budgeting either for new hardware or for the ESU cost if you need it.
Right. Got to plan the money side.
And finally, sort out your enrollment plan for ESU if you think you'll need it. Make sure you have those Microsoft accounts ready for the free options or budget the $30 per device if you're going the paid route.
Okay. Audit, strategy, enrollment plan. Got it. So after hearing all this, the question really is, what does this mean for you listening? Have you actually checked your devices? Do you know if they're ready for Windows 11? Or is ESU going to be your friend for a year?
Exactly. Time to find out.
Let's talk about the cold hard cash, the cost comparison. ESU versus upgrading to Windows 11 versus well, doing nothing and crossing your fingers.
Which we've established is not a great idea.
Not a great idea at all. So ESU costs about $30 a year, or potentially free. But remember, that's only for security updates.
Right, basic protection.
Upgrading to Windows 11, on the other hand, yeah, it might mean buying new hardware for some folks, which costs money up front.
Sure.
But you get long-term support, you get all the new features, supposedly better security built-in, performance improvements.
Yeah, you're getting the modern, fully supported package. And what's really interesting, or maybe ironic, is that the cheapest option in the short term, doing nothing.
Right, ignoring the problem.
It can very quickly become the most astronomically expensive option. Think about the cost of a serious security incident.
Oh, yeah. Data breach cleanup, downtime.
Exactly. Lost productivity, maybe regulatory fines depending on the business, reputational damage. The financial hit from a breach on an unsupported system could be absolutely massive, way more than a new PC or an ESU subscription.
Good point. Okay, a question I bet a lot of people have. If I sign up for ESU, am I stuck? Can I still upgrade to Windows 11 later on?
Great question. And the answer is yes, absolutely.
Oh, good.
You can upgrade to Windows 11 anytime you want, even if you're currently covered by ESU. The subscription doesn't block or complicate the upgrade process at all.
So it really is just a temporary bridge.
Exactly. And in fact, if your hardware can run Windows 11, Microsoft strongly recommends you just upgrade instead of relying on ESU.
Why is that? Just because it's newer?
Well, partly, yeah. But mostly because you get that better long-term support baked in. You get all the new features as they come out. And importantly, you benefit from the full range of security enhancements built into Windows 11 from the ground up. It's just a more robust, modern platform.
Makes sense. And one last practical point. How do these ESU updates actually arrive? Is it some complicated manual download thing?
Thankfully, no. It's designed to be simple.
Phew.
ESU updates will come through the standard Windows update. Just like your regular patches do now.
Oh, okay. So once you're enrolled, you just keep checking for updates as usual.
Pretty much. Your device should just automatically receive those critical security fixes through the normal, familiar Windows update process. Easy peasy.
Okay, nice and simple. Right, let's try and wrap this up then. We've covered quite a bit.
We have.
We talked about the crucial deadline, October 14th, 2025, for Windows 10's end of life. We dove into the new ESU program, what it is, what it isn't, and those surprising ways you can get it, even for free.
Yeah, the free options were a key takeaway.
Definitely. This whole deep dive was really about giving you the insights, the information you need to make a smart decision for yourself or your organization, and just stay secure online.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, yeah, the ESU program is smart. It's a practical temporary fix.
Yeah.
But it's so important to remember, it is a bridge. It's not the final destination.
Right. Don't get too comfortable.
Exactly. It buys you valuable time to plan your next move. But figuring out that path to a fully supported system like Windows 11, that's still crucial for long-term security and, frankly, for getting the best out of modern computing.
Yeah.
Which kind of leads to a final thought, maybe something for you to mull over. Beyond just plugging security holes, what are the other benefits you might get from upgrading your OS? Think about your day-to-day work, your productivity, maybe new apps you want to use, how your whole digital experience might change as technology keeps moving forward. It's not just about security, is it?